Good morning. This is Abby with your Daily Berlin Briefing for Thursday, January 21st, 2021. The Berlin Senate will adopt the federal corona measures agreed upon on Tuesday. This was announced yesterday by Mayor Mueller after a Senate meeting. The agreements are primarily about the extension of the lockdown until February 14th. And another key issue is the tightened mask requirement. To implement the new rules, the infection control ordinance must be updated, and the new version is to be published on Saturday and then will come into force. The tightened mask requirement is to apply on public transportation as well as when shopping. In the future, according to the federal state decision, wearing an FFP2 or surgical mask will be mandatory in these cases. Everyday masks made of fabric or other coverings of the mouth and nose will then no longer be permitted. The Senate wants to provide a contingent of the masks for those in need, with distribution to take place via the districts. The federal and state governments also agreed that employers must allow more work-from-home offices. Federal Labor Minister Hubertus Heil plans to introduce binding home office requirements via a new ordinance, and this is expected in the coming week. The heads of government wrestled particularly hard over the issue of school openings, and ultimately, the roundtable agreed to keep all schools closed until February 14th. There are also considerations to conduct regular rapid tests of educators and students in Berlin. Per Tagesspiegel reporting, the corona mutation B117, which is considered to be more contagious, has been detected in more Berliners. According to the report, the mutation was found in several corona samples taken on January 8th from three patients who are currently in a Berlin hospital, and the ward has now been closed to new patients, and the health department was, of course, informed. Per the hospital, there is much to suggest that these patients became infected with the B117 variant of the virus in December, and that they did so in the region and not while traveling, which, according to the report, could be an indication that this variant has been rampant in Berlin for some time. On January 8th, it had become known that a young man who had arrived in Berlin from Great Britain at Christmas time had been infected with the new variant. He had also infected his relatives, and these were the first cases in Berlin. Scientists believe that the B117 mutation is significantly more contagious than the parent virus. According to Rolf Apfeiler, director of the European Bioinformatics Institute, Cambridge, the variant is responsible for 6 to 8 times more corona cases per month than the conventional virus. In the southeast of England and in London, B117 had led to enormously increased case numbers in December. Berlin-based mobility researcher Kai Nagel of TU Berlin also warned that the highly contagious mutation would spread to Germany by mid-March. A violent explosion damaged windows and cars in Schöneberg and triggered a large police operation at around 1 a.m. yesterday when an object placed at a construction site on Fritz-Reuter-Straße detonated, slightly injuring a bystander. Whether it was an illegal New Year's Eve firework or a homemade or military explosive device was initially unclear. As of noon yesterday, per a police spokeswoman, there are no indications of a politically motivated act or other motives or possible suspects. Explosives and forensic experts from the State Criminal Police Office are now investigating. The German government reports that mail from Deutsche Post has recently been taking longer to get from the mailbox to the recipient than in the past. As an answer to a question from the FDP parliamentary group shows, in the third quarter of 2020, only 85.4% of items reached the addressee on the next working day, 2.3 percentage points less than in 2019. Although there had also been declines in previous years, they were significantly weaker. Deutsche Post are obliged to deliver letters within a certain time frame. The decreased figure is still well above the minimum requirement, according to which at least 80% of the letters posted on a working day must arrive at its destinations the next working day. The report notes that letter delivery used to be much faster. As the German government's response also shows, in 2011, the figure was 93.7%. Deutsche Post justifies the negative development with the corona pandemic, stating that COVID-19 protection measures have led to deviations due to changed transport processes and spacing regulations, which requires that fewer employees work in mail centers than before, resulting in backlogs in letter processing. If you like our podcast, you can support us with a donation or simply help others discover us by liking and sharing our episodes on social media. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.